Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, fall is officially here, and the summer is over, but before we get too far into the fall season, I wanted to go back and talk about what God did this summer, particularly through our camping ministry at Camp Good News. And today we have Chris Kalel, and he is with us. He's our executive camp director for Camp Good News, and he knows all about what God did this summer. So, Chris, thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's exciting, and kind of got the time to do it today.
And you survived the summer.
I did. It was great.
And I just want to say I had to book you several weeks in advance because you've been so busy.
Yes.
So I know it's been a long time in one sense, but you know, you just finished really wrapping up the summer back in August. But can you kind of take us back and tell us what God did this summer through, you know, what's the good news from Camp Good News this summer?
Sure. Yeah, it was, we had great stats this summer. Lots and lots of kids out there this summer. We did something different with our day camp this year, and we ended up with 91 day campers. We had 328 overnight campers, and then 55 total staff. And so that just tons and tons of people in the campground this summer. But the really awesome news that God happened out at a camp this summer was we had 95 salvations, 95 decisions for Christ this summer.
Now, is that up from last year? Or how does what happened out at camp this year compare to last year, for example?
So essentially, we had a 34% growth in number for attendance this year. And then I didn't figure out the percentage, but
wonderful.
I think it was 61 salvations last year.
And okay. So, yep. That's what I thought. I was in the 60s last year. Well, that in every one of those 95 children that made a professional faith in Christ, you know, has a story behind
yes.
it. But, you know, I want to go back to the day campers because we are really an overnight camp. That's what we have been for 60 plus years is the people that founded Camp Good News is that they really believed in overnight, you know, camp ministry that you can really, you know, pour into the children's lives and change their lives. But we did do something different this year, and we had 1 week of day camp. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that was all about?
Sure. We call it VBC, so it's Vacation Bible Camp. And it's at the beginning of our summer. It's during one of our training weeks. So it's kind of a little practice time for our staff, too, before they have the overnighters and and having the kids all day, all night, too. And it's really interesting. This year, we really focused on a couple different areas. And we looked at the town of Washburn and then also Eureka and getting kids from that area to just to bus them into camp and give them a chance to kind of experience camp completely free and enjoy that day camp time out at camp for free.
And that was so amazing, the opportunity we had with the Washburn Elementary School, and the principal was so inviting to us and allowing us to, you know, to come. And we can even drive the bus there and pick up the kids right there at the school.
Yeah, it was at that school I used to teach at. And so
they
let me come in. I brought all my animals and we came in and kind of spent a whole day and got to see each class and then invite them out to the VBC.
That is wonderful. And actually, didn't we have some of those day campers that came to the VBC, the Vacation Bible Camp? Didn't some of those then come to camp?
We did. I think it was about 10 of them ended up signing up and coming back and doing camp. So
they must have liked it.
Yes, they did.
But even that week of camp, we saw there was a lot of spiritual need with those children. I think we saw like 23 children just that first week alone that trusted in Christ.
Yeah, I think that was the number,
Well, you know, you said that you had 55 staff. I mean, that's like a ministry in itself. So how do you do it? How are you still standing here after overseeing 55 college and high schoolers and probably even junior hires too?
Yes. We start at age 13 with our staff and then it goes all the way up. It's different. I know we took a long nap after summer was over.
But how do you get, you know, you have 55, you know, students and, you know, that they all are saying that they have a personal relationship with the Lord. So they're Christians, they're believers. Yep. But how do you get these youngins from 13 to college age, how do you get them ready to minister to kids all summer long? How do you get them ready to do that and to share the gospel with the kids?
It's we do at the beginning of the summer, they come and we do a 2 week of training. So it's a 2 week, very intense training school. And we go pretty much from about early in the morning till late at night. And just getting them ready. And we cover everything from how to lead a child to Christ, to how to teach them to pray, to how to run the zip line, to how to clean off a tray after dinner, and mm-hmm. and things like that. And so they get constant training there at the beginning. And then throughout the summer, we're doing little things here and there, and little bits of training and ongoing stuff. And then as I add new things to the camp, or as I learn new stuff, I'll call them all in. We'll have a meeting and discuss, okay, here's how you run this, or here's how you do this thing.
Do you really feel like, you know, your ministry is the children, but do you also look at the ministry to your staff, that that's a ministry too?
Oh, definitely.
And helping them to grow in Christ?
There's quite a bit of discipleship that goes on. In fact, when I do the hiring, we hire a kind of a guy's leader and a girl's leader.
Okay.
And those are, I consider them counselors for the staff.
Right.
And so they get to work with the staff, and they get to help the staff grow deeper and get that discipleship throughout the summer.
Mm. So really, in one sense, Camp Good News is doing evangelism discipleship both at the same time.
Yes.
For both, you know, for the children, for evangelism, mm-hmm. and then helping them to grow in Christ, but also to take the staff to a deeper level
in
their walk with the Lord. So, well, do you have any stories? I just love stories about what God did, or, you know, how the gospel impacted people's life or life changed. Do you have any stories about what God did in the camper's life, or and maybe even what God did in your staff life as well?
We do. We have a lot of neat stories. In fact, I still get stories from the staff. They'll still write me an email or call me and tell me, oh, I forgot to tell you this, or inform me this. But some of my favorites. One early on in the summer of the very first week, we had a little girl there. She was 8 years old, and, you know, she mm-hmm. got her camper shirt that said "Be Brave" that fit our theme this year. And at the end of the week, she went home. She, you know, had a great time and loved it. And her mom gave me a call, and she was very, you know, did anyone find her shirt? She left her shirt. Did anyone locate it? It's in lost and found. I said, no, I can look for it. She said, well, she's so upset because she wanted to wear that shirt to school so that she could tell others what Camp Good News is and who Jesus was and how much he loves them.
Wow.
And so I'm like, we'll find you a shirt. You know, we'll get
so
it.
So she can wear the Be Brave shirt tell them about Jesus. Oh, that's cool.
So that was another one of the neat ones. We had an 11-year-old girl. And in the middle of the week, she came up to me after chapel, and she was, you know, teary-eyed and kind of informed me that her parents had stopped going to church.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what can I do? How can I get them to go to church again? She goes, even my mom kind of says she doesn't believe in God anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I just took time. I prayed with her and talked with her mm-hmm. and how, you know, she could encourage her parents to go, and also that her testimony, how she lives her life at home, you know, how she cleans her room, how she's respectful, how she's kind to her sisters, can show her parents that there's something different about her, you know, that she chooses to follow God. And then I told her, I said, you know, if you have an iPod or an iSomething at home, I said, set an alarm so that you can get up and say, hey, you know, we're getting ready. Let's go to church. And the neat thing, it was 8 weeks ago that she came, and all 8 Sundays since then, her family has been in church. All 8 weeks. They haven't missed a week yet. So that's so exciting.
But, wow. So not just her, but now her family.
Yes, yeah. and we do get some sad stories, too. We have a week that we call Legacy Changers, and it's kids uh-huh. who have a parent in prison.
Right.
We had a little 9-year-old girl that was there, and her dad was in prison because he abused her as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing was, we found out this last spring that she was also abused by her brother. And so it just a very sad story. And, you know, we prayed with her and talked with her. But it was neat that at the end of the week that she shared with her counselor, you know, she wants to be able to forgive, and mm-hmm. she wants to be able to forget like Jesus forgave her of her sins. She wants to be able to forgive and share with others and tell others who Jesus is and how he loves them and that he cares for them.
Wow. And that's the impact of the gospel.
Yes.
And I know you're great, but you're not that good.
I'm not that good.
No. I'm not that good.
No.
But that's the impact, the power of the gospel. And I was thinking of Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel because the power of God unto salvation. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is we just share that good news of Jesus Christ. And when they believe unto salvation. And it's the power of God that mm-hmm. that just works that and rots that in the children's life. So awesome. You know what? I know that the spiritual impact of reaching children for Christ is number one with you, but I also know something else about you is that you like to have fun.
I do.
So did you do something this past summer to kind of, you know, up the ante a little bit, make it more fun out at Camp Good News?
I think I add something every year or every day I'm there, it seems like. Adding something fun. Well, I'm a big kid at heart, so if I'm mm-hmm. enjoying it, I know the kids are gonna like it. But yeah, we had a lot of new things this year. Last year we had tomahawk throwing, which was something new we had for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of upped that for the older kids this year, and we added in knife throwing and ninja star throwing. which I'm still awful at both of those too.
But it scares me to death, yeah. but that's okay. I'm just a state director. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
So. It's all, I say, we follow all the protocols and make sure it's safe,
yes,
and it's fun for the older kids.
So. You do.
And then it gives the younger kids something to look forward to so that they want to come back as well. One of my favorite spots at camp is our nature center, and we tore down a wall and expanded the nature center. It's I think I counted yesterday. I were up to like 82 different animals, different critters in there, and so it's really really neat. And that has actually helped us get into a lot of schools because we have a pet skunk and we can bring him in and talk to schools and stuff about that.
And the skunk's name is
Stinkerbell.
Yes, Stinkerbell. Can never forget it.
So. That's right. And then we also added aerial archery, which is where we have a skeet shooter that throws a target up into the air, and then you shoot the target out of the air. And so you kind of shoot it down. That was a new one. We had 9 square before out there, but it was kind of falling apart and some different stuff. And so we got a brand new 9 square court and made that look nice. And then where the old 9 square court was, we actually put new mulch down and some gravel and stuff and made that a nice little fire pit, something we're going to use for the retreat season out here. And have that. We had added a what we call hammock village. And so there are 12 different hammocks that hang out in the trees so the counselors can take their group out there and do devotions or rest time or workbook time and stuff out and just kind of hanging out in hammocks. We added something called a boom blaster, which is where you inflate a soda bottle up. And when you hit it with the BB gun, it explodes so loud that you hear it all the way at the top of the camp.
Oh, my.
And so they like them. We remodeled the chapel.
Yeah.
We added a survival week with our wilderness camp. We added a camp store. And then we've been doing a lot with outdoor education as well. So lots and lots of new things.
Wow. And I know there's just so many things. You could probably sit here about an hour and talk about each one of those.
I'm even adding new stuff today. I was working on things. So,
well, I ran into one of the parents and also that sent her children to camp, but also she sent some of our Good News Club children to camp from her church that sponsors an after school Good News Club. In this one church, they sent 11 kids. They scholarshiped 11 kids to go to camp. And I asked her, I said, so how did it go? And she said, the kids told me that Camp Good News was the best week of their life.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, did you say life? And I'm like, not just the best week of their sermon, but their life. So you have quite a hill to climb to live up to that in the years to come.
Oh, yeah. Well, we joke that we're better than Disney World.
Well, I think the kids would believe it. So, well, you know what? I'm just going to hold you over because there are so many other things that I know that we'd like to talk about, and also what you believe that God has in store for the future of the camp going forward. Past, because we're not just a summer ministry, we're a year-round ministry. So we're going to have you come back next week and to share with us a little bit more about Camp Good News. But Chris, I want to thank you for all that you do, because I know you do it for Jesus, and you do it because you want the children to know Jesus, because that's all that matters in this life is for them to know the Lord. So thanks again for listening, and we do hope you join us again next week as we continue this interview with Chris Killow and what God is doing in and through the ministry at Camp Good News.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
It used to be that if we didn't reach young people in college or high school, it was too late. But now if we don't reach them when they are children, we are in danger of losing an entire generation. Hi, I'm Josh McDowell. Now more than ever, it is the time to reach this generation. Join me at The Gospel Now, an evening event sponsored by Child Evangelism Fellowship at 6 p.m. on October 21st at Grace Presbyterian Church in Peoria. For more information, visit cefofillinois.com.